Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. At the outset, India would like to express sincere appreciation to NTAD for the insightful trade and development report of 2024. Even as the world grapples with challenges greater than ever before, aggravated by geopolitical crisis, it is encouraging to note that several countries, including India, are expanding their economies at an accelerated pace. The need for collective action to address the challenges we face cannot be emphasized enough. It is in this context that India has been hosting the Voice of Global South summits, with a third summit in August 2024, held under the theme of an empowered Global South for a sustainable future. This unique initiative, underpinned by India's philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, that is, the world is one family, brought together countries of the Global South to share their perspectives and priorities on a common platform across a wide range of issues. The inputs and feedback received from leaders of developing countries in the previous two editions of the summit were appropriately reflected in the agenda and discussions of the G20 summit under India's presidency, including in the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration. India, during its G20 presidency in 2023, highlighted the importance of inclusive growth, sustainable finance, and digital public infrastructure as key drivers of development, placing the concerns of the Global South at the center of our priorities. We thank Brazil and South Africa for continuing this momentum. Mr. President, India has consistently championed trade-driven growth, resilient supply chains, digital inclusion, and sustainable development goals. It is one of the fastest growing economies, with emphasis on service sector and digital economy. India is committed to a rule-based, equitable trading system that fosters shared prosperity. We call for reforms that ensure fair market access and technology transfer to developing countries. We look forward to further deliberation on these critical issues at this meeting of TDB, as well as at the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development and NDAD 16 later this year. I thank you.